Blog Talk Radio.
And it's a new day. Praise anointing. Not the old stuff, not the old stuff. Fresh anointing. Somebody say this is fresh. It's flowing my way. Right now, right now is the season of power. Let the weak say I am strong. Prosperity. Let the poor say I am rich. Oh, it's a new season coming to me. Lift your voices and say it.
It's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Fresh anointing. It's blowing my way.
Blowing my way.
Can you stand it tonight? It's a season of a new season. You're coming out, yo! You're coming!
everyone. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio, where you're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. I'm so excited to have an amazing, on fire, anointed man of God here today to share a powerful message about us stepping into a new season. I would like to welcome him on and just give him liberty to let go and let God. And welcome, Prophet Franz. God bless you.
Bless you, Evangelist Montel. Bless you, my dear sister.
Well, I'm really excited that you're back on here with us. I really want you to be a part of our regular platform. I love your ministry. You're an amazing man of God. And I got my sister here today. She's listening and going to call in later for prayer. And just let go, let God, and have liberty. And just have a blessed show. I'm going to be here running the phone lines, and we'll open the lines for prayer later. God bless you, dear brother.
Bless you, my dear sister. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity. I'm greeting you and greeting your husband, your family, your sister in the studio. I'm absolutely grateful. My family here is excited for this wonderful work that God is doing on your radio channel, and I'm just grateful to the Lord for giving us this wonderful opportunity, and I just want to greet everybody that I know that there are some of my friends that are listening from around America, in the different states, in different cities, who are just ready to hear what God has to say. And I just want to I've been feeling in my spirit so strong, you know, even as I was preparing to share the word of God on this wonderful platform. The Lord started speaking to me about a new season that His people must begin to step into. And the Lord actually gave me a word, and I'm going to read that word in the book of Isaiah chapter number 60, verse number 1. And I'm reading now from verse number 1. Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Verse number 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon you, and the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. Wow. This is the word that the Lord has laid in my spirit, my dear sister, and to all the wonderful listeners out there. The Lord has spoken to me that we, as His people, are moving into a new season that the Lord has prepared for all of us. And I know by the Spirit of God that many of us have gone through some of the most difficult times and seasons in our ministries, in our families, in our workplace, in our businesses, in different things that we've embarked on. And I do know that even in the past 5, 6, 7 years, 10 years, some of God's people have been going through these very hostile and tough seasons. And many people actually have been complaining to the Lord, you know, asking the Lord, Lord, if I'm going through this, for how long will I go through this? Where are you now? Why don't you deliver me now? Why don't you help me now? But the Lord began to put in my spirit that people have to understand that all of these seasons are not meant to kill you or to destroy you, even though the enemy would try in every season to destroy you, to destroy God's purpose in your life. But God said, every season that my people go through, that season will set them up and prepare them for the next season, for the season of breakthrough and overflow. And I believe that there are many people who are listening to me right now who are going through things that they do not understand, who are going through tough times, who are going, some people have been going through hell, you know, in their ministries. Some people have been going through difficult times in their marriages. Some people have been going through tough times with their children. Some people have lost their businesses. Some people have lost their homes. Some people have been, many people have been facing, have been going through a season of financial turmoil, financial problems. But the Lord has spoken to me, has given me a word today to declare to the people of God that the seasons that we've gone through, the seasons that have caused us to shed so much tears, the seasons that we've gone through, the seasons of confusion, the seasons of trouble, the seasons of lack, the seasons of insufficiency, the seasons of going through all of these confusing situations, the Lord said that season tonight is coming to an end. I don't know that there are seasons that when you go through them, you're trying to figure out, you're trying to put the picture, you're trying to put the pieces together, you're trying to understand, why am I going through what I'm going through? And so many times when we go through these seasons, we actually don't understand why we are going through these seasons. But I'm telling you right now, let me tell you this, listener, every big purpose, every great purpose of God inside your spirit will cause you to go through great troubles, great problems. But I'm telling you, when God brings you on the other side, you will begin to understand that the Lord is God and there is none above him. Because even though we go through seasons that we do not understand, God understands those seasons. God knows every pain that we have felt. God knows every tear that we have shed. God knows everything that we have gone through. God even sees those tears that nobody sees at night. God sees the pain that even your father doesn't see in you. God sees and knows the pain that even your husband, your wife, does not see in you. But God sees it because he said, I am the Lord. I am the Lord that heals you. I am the Lord that makes you whole. And I'm speaking prophetically to many people who are listening to me right now, that you've been going through a season of confusion. You said, Lord, I know the words that you promised me. I know the prophetic words. That's what many people have been saying to God. Lord, I know the prophetic word you promised me. I know the promise that you gave me. But when I look around, when I look at my situation around me, it does not reflect the prophetic word that I received from you. And so you begin to walk in this confusion because you are trying to compare the word that God gave you with the situations that you're going through. And whenever you try to do that, you begin to understand that your situation and the prophetic word and the promise that God gave you does not match. Let me tell you why. It's because whenever God gives you a promise for a new season, whenever God tells you that I'm going to do this and this and this in your life, the enemy will try always to bring the contrary. He will try always to bring the opposite of what God has promised you. But I want to tell you right now that God is not a man that he should lie. If God gave you a prophetic word, if God gave you a promise, I don't care how much the devil tries to destroy that promise on your life, God will bring it to pass. God will perform his word. God will not lie on his word because God is faithful. And I want to declare to everybody, maybe you've been going through problems in your ministry, and you feel like giving up. You feel like you feel like everything you've tried has failed. You feel like everything you've tried to do in your ministry has been failing. Let me tell you right now, the reason why you feel like giving up is because the devil knows that your prophetic season is about to begin. And I'm here as a mouthpiece of God. I'm here as a prophet of the Lord to declare to you that you do not have to give up, that you will not quit, you will not give in to the enemy, because the God that calls you, the God that put his anointing on you, the God that called you and anointed you from your mother's womb is the same God that's going to deliver you, because God will not call you and leave you alone to the enemy. When God called you, he knew every problem that you would encounter. When God called you, he knew every problem that you would come through. But let me tell you, my dear, listen. Let me tell you, my dear friend, even as God, listen. Watch the life of Joseph. Joseph received a prophetic word from the Lord that he would become a ruler over his brothers, that he would become a ruler over his parents. But whenever God gives you a prophetic word, the devil will try to confuse you. He will try to do everything in his own power to convince you that what God told you will not come to pass. But let me tell you, the devil is a liar. When the Spirit of God has given you a promise in your spirit, when you know in your inner man, you know in your heart, in your spirit, that you are carrying a prophetic word, that God has put a promise upon your life, I do not care how many devils rise against you. The Bible said that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. And I'm prophesying to you right now in the name of Jesus that God is about to bring you out of that situation, that the devil is about to fall right before your face, the devil is about to fall before your very eyes, the enemies that have risen against you, God is about to cause them to fall before your eyes. The same problem that has been giving you sleepless nights is about to fall before you. Let me tell you, when God gave that prophetic promise to that young boy by the name of Joseph, just when God gave him the promise, the devil started to try to kill him. His own brother said, let's kill him, let's kill his dreams, let's kill him and see what will come of his dreams. But they did not understand that the hand of God was already upon Joseph. Let me tell you, my dear listener, when God calls you, he does not leave you in your own strength. When God calls you and gives you a promise, when God said, I'm taking you somewhere, when God said, I'm anointed you, I've anointed you to preach the word, to preach my word around the world, when God said, I'm going to use you to change lives and to impact nations for my glory, it doesn't matter how the devil attacks you, but the hand of God is already upon you, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. And I'm prophesying to you right now that you are born for something greater. You are born for nations. You are born to touch lives. You are born to impact lives. You are born to carry the glory of God and the presence of the Almighty God. The Spirit of God is about to deliver you tonight. As I'm prophesying, as I'm speaking to you, the Spirit of God is about to move mightily in your life. Something is about to shift even in a few minutes' time. As I'm speaking to you right now, there is something changing in the atmosphere. There is a shift in the heavens. There is a glory of God that is beginning to move on your behalf. There are angels that God has released right now to begin to set you free, to begin to release you from those situations. Every time they tried to kill that young boy Joseph, that was the more God delivered him. Even when they put him in prison trying to destroy him, the Bible says that God was with him. When they accused him falsely, when the wife of Potiphar accused the young man falsely, the Bible says God was with him. Let me tell you right now, God is with you. I don't care if you don't have a dollar in your pocket. I don't care if you don't have a cent in your pocket, but God called you. God has called you for a mighty purpose. And I want to declare, and I'm feeling as I'm speaking right now, I'm feeling this by the prophetic anointing of God. I'm feeling that there are people who said, Lord, I'm God, if you don't come through for me today, I'm going to give up. I'm telling you right now, maybe you are listening to me and you say, Prophet of God, you are speaking to me. I'm the one who said, if God does not change this situation, I'm going to commit suicide. I'm going to take my life out. I'm going to kill myself. You will not die. You will not kill yourself. Because if you kill yourself, who will fulfill that purpose? If you kill yourself, if you destroy your life today, how can you do that? Because there is so much word that has been spoken upon you. And I want to prophesy to you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I feel the anointing. I'm going to pray right now in a few minutes time because I feel the glory of God. And I know that the devil is about to lose this battle again because Jesus is on the throne. I'm telling you right now, every called woman, man and woman of God will go through something. Every person that has been appointed and anointed by God will go through something. But let me tell you, guess what? God is on your side. The glory of God is upon you. That's what Isaiah said. He said, rise, arise and shine, for the glory of God is upon you, for the glory of God is risen upon you. He said, even though people shall be covered by darkness, he said, but upon you, God, the glory of God shall be seen, the glory of God shall rise over you. And I prophesy to you right now, maybe you are a pastor's wife, and you are listening to me right now. You feel like the road is too tough to travel on. You feel like you've reached the point where you just want to give up and quit. But I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is picking you up right now. You will not quit. You will not give up because I'm telling you, your promised land, your Canaan is just around about the corner. Let me tell you right now, the power of God is being released as I'm speaking right now in the name of Jesus. God is breaking that spirit of discouragement. God is breaking that spirit of sadness. God is giving you joy. God is releasing peace upon you. I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that there are people who are listening to me right now around the world who are saying, what I'm going through, nobody understands. Who say, the tears that I've cried, nobody sees them. Who say, everything that I've tried to do has failed. In my marriage, I have failed. In my business, I have failed. In my ministry, I have failed. In my children, I have failed. In my family, I have failed. But let me tell you right now, God said I must announce to the whole world that there's a new season that has been released from heaven. And as you are listening to me right now by the power of God, you are about to step into that new season. And when you step into that new season, something will begin to happen in your life beginning from tonight. I promise you by the Spirit of God, something is going to begin. There is a shift that is taking place right now in the name of the Lord Jesus, because the glory of God is upon you. God said to Jeremiah, he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, he said, I knew you. And I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. In other words, no matter what the devil tries to do against you, Jeremiah, he can never destroy my plan upon you. Because I chose you before I formed you in your mother's womb. I'm speaking upon somebody who's feeling so discouraged, feeling like quitting, feeling like giving up, feeling like you feel like God has failed you. But let me tell you, my friend, God is not a man that he should lie. God can never fail his people. And I'm speaking to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Woman of God, let me tell you now, I feel like there are people that are receiving this prophetic word tonight. And some people are listening to us. They just said, this is the word they needed to hear today because they've been feeling like giving up. But I'm telling you, you cannot give up because the Spirit of God is on your case right now as we are talking in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Over to you, man of God, for now.
Can you hear me, dear brother?
Yes, 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 I can hear you right now. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Sir, my sister is here with me. We actually got a couple different things going on. My son's mother-in-law and sister-in-law was just in a severe wreck. They got pushed into a tree by a car that ran a light. They're on the way to the hospital. So I want us to, before the show, to lift them up. But my sister is here, and she's going through a very serious thing in her family, and a lot of what you're saying right now really suits the situation. So I would really like you to pray with her, and I trust that God's going to give her a word through you. You are so anointed in your ministry. So this is my sister, Sarah, and I'm going to put her on the phone with you, and I just please pray with her. And she has great faith, and she really needs to hear from the Lord today.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, you can give her the phone.
Hello.
Bless you, my dear sister. How are you today?
I'm okay, just going through a lot of struggles and with my family and a lot of stuff that's going on, and we've been praying for my family, and my sister said that she just thought it'd be really good for me to be here and have prayer with you because of how powerful you are through the Lord. So I'm definitely a willing vessel and would really appreciate prayer through you.
Yes, yes, yes. Let me tell you, even as I began to hear your voice when you started speaking, I heard in my spirit the Lord said, declare a full restoration. And I just want to declare that word upon you right now in your family, that there will be a full restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. That everything that is out of place now, God will begin to restore it. The relationships that are broken, the bitterness that is so much in your family, God is going to begin to heal that bitterness. God is just going to begin to release peace upon this family. I'm seeing right now as I'm speaking, I'm seeing an angel of the Lord that is being released by my Father to begin to change things in your family. And I believe that that family is going to begin to experience the mighty touch of God. And let me tell you, my sister, as I'm speaking now, the Lord is saying to me that he has given you a very strong ministry of prayer. And the enemy has tried so much to discourage you. He has tried to convince you that even your prayers are not being answered. He has tried to discourage you. But God said, my hand is upon you, and I'm the one who has anointed you to pray, not only for yourself, but for other people. And the Lord said, continue to do that because you are about to see, you are about to reap the harvest of the seeds of prayer that you've sown for other people. And I declare upon you right now in the name of Jesus. And I release the glory of God, my sister, upon you right now. And I declare that every heaviness in your heart and on your shoulders is being removed right now and is being replaced with the spirit of joy, with the garment of praise. I declare restoration upon your family. Every brokenness is being healed in your family right now. Every bitterness is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. All the broken walls of your family are about to be built up in the name of Jesus. So I release that word upon you that you are entering a season of total restoration in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I needed
Lord.
That. We got a
yes,
lot going
yes,
on.
Yes, yes.
Our kids and stuff are, you know, little kids, and I want my family to work, but there's just so much hatred and just anger and
yeah,
so much.
There's so much bitterness,
Yeah. But thank you so much
yeah,
for your
absolutely.
Prayer. I really appreciate it.
We give all the glory to my Lord.
Thank you so much, dear all brother. Right. And I am trying, right now I'm trying to get my sister's husband to call into the show. He really needs prayer, and I'm trying to encourage him.
Yes.
And I'm trusting and believing God that addiction addictions will be broken off of his life, that spirits that taunt him and keep him held. And I'm believing today in the name of Jesus, those chains will be loose. He needs deliverance. He really needs deliverance. And he's at the lowest place he's ever been in his life. He doesn't believe, he feels like he's worthless. He feels like he's always going to be bound and there's no way out. And God's had me talking to him since wee hours in the morning yesterday. So I'm believing that God will just minister to him and he'll turn the situation around. Because many times people don't realize it's the principalities of darkness that we're fighting. It's spirits that bind us, that control us. When they don't know the truth and how to break free, that's when we need to intercede for those people. Do not judge those people. Do not get angry at those people. We need to pray in love and be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And I'm just speaking against those spirits today, that my brother-in-law will be healed, delivered, set free in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm pleading the blood over his life. I'm interceding. I want to stand in the gap today, Father God, for my brother-in-law. Father God, you know everything that's going through his mind, Father God. You know his heart, Father God. He's broken, dear God. He is broken, God. I'm standing in for him. I'm interceding for him, dear God. Just move in his life, dear God. Move in his life, Father God. Bring him to a place where he wants to live, Father God. Bring him to a place where he knows he has worth, Father God. Every foul spirit that's tried to attack him from his childhood, Father God, I'm speaking in authority in the mighty name of Jesus over this household that you must go, Satan. You have no power. You have no authority. Every spirit of addiction be bound on earth as it is in heaven, and it shall be loosed, and he shall be set free. I am pleading the blood over his household. Oh, Father God, I speak authority over you, Satan. I'm stomping you under my feet on this day. This man shall be healed, set free, and a living testimony and glorification to God in heaven. Because God is able, and as long as there is a breath in a person, there is hope. In our weakness, we know his strength is made perfect. I'm just standing in the gap today, Father God, ministering to his spirit right now where he is. I'm asking, Father God, that you touch him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Break things down that they can be cast out. Break out the hardness in the heart. Break out the anger. Break out the addiction. Bring healing, Father God. Let him see you like he's never seen you. Let him know you like he's never known you, dear God. Just, dear God, give him a revelation. Get a hold of him before it's too late, Father God. Every life has a purpose, and that's one of the biggest lies of the enemy, Father, that we're worthless and that we've done too much wrong, that there's no way. Well, we know that we have the victory through Jesus Christ that took the cross and is our atonement. Praise be to you, Father God. And he's alive and intercedes for us, and I'm just interceding too today on my brother-in-law's behalf, dear God. Just move in a mighty way in the mighty name of Jesus. I claim these things. I speak authority to these things, and I am saying it is done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The power of God is flowing right now. Families are being touched. Ministries are being touched. Marriages are being restored. It's a new season for many people who are listening and who will get to hear this word later on. It's a new season. That's what God is saying. There's a fresh anointing. There's a fresh fire. There is a fresh glory that is being released from heaven right now.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I just receive all he has in store. I trust in him, and I know God is able, and I'm just trusting God for what he's going to do in his life.
Yes. And I'm feeling and I'm seeing healings that are taking place right now. I'm seeing healings that are taking place right now. God has stretched forth his hand and is healing his people right now. There is a healing anointing in the name of Jesus. Anybody who's listening, wherever you are, in whatever country, and you are sick in your body, there is a healing anointing that is flowing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Make sure you are connected to this anointing right now, because the glory of God is flowing here right now.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And my daughter-in-law, she's getting ready to go to the hospital to be with her family, but she is in my house. And I would like you to stand in agreement. Will you pray? She battles diabetes, and she's been in comas. And her and my son also have a harsh desire to have a child. She needs healing in her uterus. She has some problems there, and this diabetes needs broken from her life. And I want us to intercede for her. And other people that are listening, if you have a need, please call in 347-308-8837. Press 1. Get in under this anointing, the anointing power of God. I can feel it flowing. And would you please, dear brother, pray for my son. His name is Frank, and my daughter-in-law, Chelsea. I'm believing. I know God is able. I see the healings even in your ministry. He does.
I'm telling you, my sister, now, I feel it all over my body. The healing anointing is flowing right now. I break the spirit of diabetes upon your sister right now, upon your sister in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke every spirit of sickness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare that diabetes is being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command every sickness in her body to begin to go in the name of Jesus. I command that lady you talked about to be healed so that she can bear children. I release an anointing that heals in the name of Jesus. Everything that the devil has put in our bodies, I declare the healing power of God right now. Every person who's listening, I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm feeling the healing power of God. Sicknesses are leaving now. Diseases are beginning to go now in the name of Jesus. Demonic spirits, satanic powers that are causing people to be sick are being broken by the power of God. I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Wherever you're listening, I say, be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let the healing anointing flow through you, flow in your body now in the name of Jesus. Make sure you call in now. Make sure you send the message of calling, because the power of God is flowing right now in Jesus' name. Woo!
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel that power.
My God. Jesus. Woo!
My sister is requesting prayer. She has a hurting in her left side that's been hurting her for over 17 years, and the doctors cannot find what it is, and she feels this anointing power, so she wants you to lift her up in prayer.
Yes. Let her put her other hand. Tell me, what exactly is hurting on her?
In the left side. Down, Sarah, come here. So I'm, because as he prays, I want to lay hands on you. I believe in laying hands on the sick under the anointing. And my daughter-in-law, too, is here, the one he is praying for diabetes and for children, is on her lower left side, down close to possibly where her colon or her ovary is. And she has constant pain, and it's getting worse and worse. And she's wanting prayer or confirmation on what's going on in that. I'm going to lay hands on her as you pray, dear brother.
And that pain is going to leave now permanently in the name of Jesus, because Jesus died on the cross and he experienced pain so that we can be free from pain. And I release the anointing in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your glory that is flowing right now. I rebuke that pain. I say, pain, go in Jesus' name. Go now in the name of Jesus. Okay, let him begin to test. Let him begin to see what's going on in that area where there was pain. What's going on now?
He wants to know if you're feeling anything.
It just throbs.
Right now it doesn't bother me, but there's days that it'll just throb. It throbs and throbs, kind of like a toothache. If I sneeze or something, sometimes it hurts really bad, but they said that they don't know for sure what it is or what's going on there. It's constantly like an achy pain, and if I lay on my back for a long time, the pain shoots through my left side, but they don't know for sure what it is.
From tonight, I declare that the Lord Jesus is healing you. As you, even now, as you don't feel that pain, I command it to go and never come back again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are healed. I declare that you are healed by the power of God. Receive it now in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. The power of God is flowing through right now. The healing anointing of God is flowing through your body now. You are healed in Jesus' name.
Receive it, receive it. And Prophet Franz, my daughter-in-law is here. I'm going to put her on the phone for a moment. And she's really seeking God in her life. And I truly believe God's going to reveal some things. She's had a really hard life. And she's needing some breakthrough. I truly believe that God's going to minister through you to her. So her name is Chelsea. I'm going to put her on. You prayed for her. She's the one that we prayed about diabetes and having a child. So I'm going to put her on the line.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, put it. Bless you, bless you, bless you. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You know what? You are so loved by God. God loves you. God cherishes you. God embraces you. God said, I must tell you that you must forget about your past. Forget about everything that has happened. And the Lord said, because I am doing a new thing in your life, forget about your past, because I'm doing a new thing in your life. He said, you will begin to notice some things changing in your life, because God said, I'm doing a new thing. He said, your past is over. God said, I'm healing you. He said, I'm healing every wound that is in your heart because of your past. God said, from this moment, your past is over. You are receiving a season of your life. You are receiving a brand new chapter of your life. God said, forget about your past, because something new is beginning now in your life in Jesus' name. Koramasha. Even now, right now, God said, I know every pain that you felt. He says, in times where you did not understand, you thought I was not there, you thought I didn't care, you even asked, said, God, where are you? Where are you? Why are you allowing me to go through this? The Lord said, I've been always there next to you. And I've always protected you. He said, even though many times you felt pain, but I brought you through, because I have got great plans for you. The Lord said, I will begin to change some things in your life from this moment. God said, you will begin to understand that I have chosen you for a greater purpose than what you've seen in your life. But God said, I am shutting the door of your past, and I'm opening a door of a new future for you, says the Lord.
Wow. She's weeping, dear brother. She's, everything you said is completely and true. She really needed to hear this word, and she's actually, yes. Yeah, so
she's weeping now. She's weeping now. I can feel it. The glory of God is upon her right now. The glory of God. And God said, I must tell her that she must never believe even for 1 second that she is cursed. She is not cursed. She is blessed by her heavenly Father. You are blessed, my sister. You are not cursed. You are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. The Spirit's moving upon her with joy. God's really moving upon her in the Spirit with joy.
Wow, wow, wow. Yes, because I'm seeing an angel of the Lord. There's an angel that the Lord has just sent now to put a new garment on her, because the Lord said the garment she's been wearing had scars. It had all the marks of the difficulties and the hardship. But the Lord said, I'm giving her a new garment of praise. The Lord said, I will put praise in her mouth. I will put joy in her spirit. I will put peace in her heart. Receive now. Receive now. Receive now the Holy Spirit. Receive now the Holy Spirit. Receive now, my sister. The Spirit of God is rising upon you now. Oh, Ramashekelaba Yindolobosa. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And will you pray for my son, which is her husband also? He works hard, and he's just, I truly believe God's got a purpose for him in life. I want to pray for their household.
Yes, yes, yes. Is he there with you now?
He's in the other room getting ready for work.
It's okay. What is his name?
His name is Franklin.
Lord, I pray for Franklin right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray now because, Lord, you've given him a humble heart. And I pray that because of that humble heart, that you will begin to bless him and begin to raise him. And that he will begin to feel a new strength coming upon him. Lord, even the tiredness that he feels will begin to lift off right now. That you will give him peace, that you will feel light. He will feel all the heaviness lifting off right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will bless every work of his hand. I pray that you will open new doors. Yes, I'm seeing new doors that are beginning to, two doors that are opening for him. God said there are some wonderful and great shifts that are about to happen in his life. Tell him I said so. God said there are great shifts, wonderful shifts that are about to take place in his life.
Praise God, praise God. We're going to stand in and believe with him. When he was younger.
Yes, I was saying, I'm just seeing angels, 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 angels. The Lord is releasing so many angels today. And I know that there are people who are listening right now who are going to begin to experience some divine encounters with the angels of the Lord. I'm just seeing angels, angels, angels being released now to remove all the stumbling blocks. I want everybody who's listening now, wherever you are, begin to receive that the angels of the Lord are released on your behalf to remove all the stumbling blocks, all the blockages are being removed now in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We sit here, Father God, and just let the movement of your spirit, we're just going to allow it to have liberty. I know there's still people that need to call in, people that need to hear this, people that you need to minister through your servant, Father God.
Yes, Father God.
Too, we're praying for Tiffany, Chelsea, my daughter-in-law's sister. She doesn't know the Lord, and they was just in a severe wreck. I'm praying that through this, that God has shown his grace, his mercy, and that there was an angel with her. I'm praying for her salvation and that she will know the truth. And that's just really on my heart. I have a burden for the lost. I don't want anybody to be sent to eternal hell's damnation. And from what I'm hearing, I know there was, because the man ran. He ran through a stop sign, the way I understand it, knocked him down a huge embankment and pinned them against a tree, and they're both still alive. So I know God's got a purpose. So when you pray for them. They just went to a hospital and an ambulance, but want her salvation. And I see we have another caller that's called in on the line too. Anybody that needs prayer, please, the anointing of God is flowing so beautifully. Please press 1. That lets me know to open your mic and you can talk to Prophet Franz, and I will stand in agreement. Right now, we have a prayer request. I do want to pray for her mom and sister before the show, but I do want to open up I want to open up the mic. Hold on one moment, please.
Yes.
Yes, hello. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio. The last four digits is 9799. You're on. Do you have a prayer request today for Prophet Franz?
Yes, I would like prayer, please. This is I've been going through a lot, but it seems like every time I try to do something, it seems like it never takes place. It's like it starts, but then it hinders. And somebody said, well, maybe you need prayer to say that, you know, generational stuff. I've been praying against generational curses and stuff like that, so I just need him to pray if he can.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Can you please give me your name?
Yes, this is Apostle McNeil.
Apostle McMahon.
Yes.
Okay. Let me pray for you now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. The Lord says to you, Apostle, you know the things that I told you that I would do, and you know the dreams that I've put in your spirit. And you know the things that I told you to even write down, because I would do those things in your life.
Yes.
And the Lord said, even though that you have gone through seasons where it seemed like darkness was prevailing against you, but the Lord said, remember that I am the Lord, and above me there is none. And the words that I've promised you, and the prophetic words that have been spoken upon your life, and the dreams and the visions that I've given you, and the things that I've put on the inside of you, can never be destroyed. The Lord said, beginning from this moment, I will begin to open new doors for you. Let me tell you, Apostle, I'm seeing a door opening for you in another state, not in the state where you are living, but in another state. I'm seeing a big door opening for you. The Lord said the time has come and the season has come for you to begin to experience a newness of a season. A new season is coming upon you. God said, I'm going to bring new friends around you. He said, I'm going to bring new faces around you. The Lord said, you will not feel like you are standing alone again. You will not feel like no one understands your pain again. Because sometimes you feel like you want to have people that you can talk to, people that can understand you. But the Lord said, the time has come that I will bring people around you, people that will understand my purpose that is in your heart, people that will understand the kind of heart that I've given you. Because the Lord said, I have seen your heart, because you desire to work for me. You desire to do great things for my kingdom. But you have been feeling like something has been hindering you. But God said, the hindrance is broken. The Lord said, watch, even in the three coming days, in the coming 3 days, you are going to begin to feel something shifting in your life. Even in the place where you are living, you are going to begin to feel peace. The war that you've been feeling in the atmosphere, the Lord said, it shall cease now. Because you've been feeling war upon war upon war upon war. But God said, the season of war is over. It is time for peace. The Lord said, I will even restore your strength. I will restore your strength in this season. Because you have to get ready to begin to move. You will move from place to place, says the Lord. You will move from city to city, says the Lord. You will move from state to state, says the Lord. He said, do not pay attention to the words that have been spoken against you. Because let me tell you, Apostle, I see so many words that have been spoken against you. But God said, do not pay attention to the words that have been spoken against you. For I will raise you for my glory, even as you begin to humble yourself, says the Lord.
Yes, God.
Amen, amen. Praise God. And sister, please stay on the line. I have another person I really want to open the mic to, and please stand in agreement with this. Hold on one moment, please.
Yes.
Woo. This, I'm so moved in my heart right now, because my brother-in-law is on the line, and I have such a burden in my heart for him. I really love him. He needs hope. And I've opened his mic, and I want to welcome him on. I told him he doesn't even have to say anything, but please pray for him. He needs hope. He needs strength. I pray God gives him a revelation.
Yes.
I love my brother-in-law. He's battled with so many things from his youth. He has a good heart. He needs breakthrough, and I just want him to be released from all these things that bind his mind, that bind his life. Will you please pray for him? He is on the line. His name is Randall.
Oh, my dear brother Randall, I release upon you right now, I release the power of God, and I want to speak these words upon you. The Lord said, I must tell you that he knows you by your name. God said, I know you by your name because I created you for my glory. The Lord said, do not think that you are too far from me, because you can never be too far from my love. The Lord said, even until this moment, I have been with you, and I've been trying to show you in many ways that I love you. God said, I must proclaim, Brother Randall, upon you right now, in the name of Jesus, that everything that was holding you, everything that was holding you, is being broken right now by the power of God. I declare upon your mind, upon your heart, that every demonic force that have been trying to hide all the potential that God has put on the inside of you, that spirit is being broken upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And God said, I don't know why God said, I must tell you that he loves you and he knows you by your name, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. Oh, I received that word from my brother-in-law, and I want him to know I believe in him, and I truly believe that God has a plan for him. He has a ministry within his own self. He could reach people that's been through addiction, that's been through pain. There's so many different ways that he could reach people. I truly believe there's ministry in his life, and I believe that's why the enemy fights him so strongly.
Yes,
he can be used
mighty.
I truly believe that, and just him calling in today, if you knew my brother-in-law, that was him taking the first step, and I'm proud of him because that took courage, and I want you to know that I love you, and if you, your mic is open. If you feel led to say anything, you have the liberty, or if there's anything you want to ask Prophet Franz, he is such an anointed man of God. His ministry is so powerful, it's so real. He, even when he spoke in Chelsea's life earlier, knew so much about her pains. And that's why I wanted you to call in, because God does reveal things. And I just want to see your family restored. I have three beautiful nieces that love their mom and dad. And it keeps them in the middle, and they want restoration in their home. So I'm just praying that today, as you spoke out over my sister's life, restoration, wounds from the past, healings from my sister's past, healings, wounds from his past, that they will be healed, and that she'll be able to learn to speak in the way that uplifts him, and that he'll be able to speak in a way that uplifts her, that they can speak life one to the other, because I know down deep they both love each other, but they have problems with communication, and that's only because of things that they've known or they've been taught. But I believe in my brother-in-law, and I believe in my sister, but most of all, I believe in the power of God, and I know he's not done with him. I know that he's reaching out, and a lot of people don't understand.
Yes, yes.
That people that go through addictions, the reason that they do go through that is because they don't know what else to turn to. It's all they know. And in those situations,
yes,
we don't judge people. We don't cast stones at them. We're to love them and to embrace them and to pray through with them, because we can't understand, because we're not walking in their shoes. And many times it's a void, and they don't know how to fill that void in their life. And it's easy to want to cast stones and to want to bring harsh words, but I encourage all of my listeners, everyone out there, anyone that's battling alcoholism, sexual addictions with drugs, whatever it is, gambling addictions, God is all-powerful, and even though the enemy will tell you you'll always be an addict, I want to speak something in your life. God is able to deliver that from your life. He is all-powerful. The Word of God says he can do all things. It doesn't say some things. He says all things. And I'm speaking that in my brother-in-law's life today. He's been in my family. I've known him all of my life. He's been in a part of my life since my youth. And he's been carrying so much. But I'm truly believing that God's going to manifest things in his life today like he's never known. And new doors are going to open, and restoration will come into this family. Communication will come into this family where they can sit and speak in love and not throw darts at each other. The Word of God says that there is power in our tongue, and that there is life and death, and they need to speak life to each other. And I'm speaking that to them in love, because I want to see their family make it. I want to see their family make it, that they'll be able, if they can't speak anything positive, to walk away and not speak it, because words tear down. And I want him to know that God is with him. He's got great potential, and I believe in him. And I just truly believe God's going to do something in his life. I could see him. I truly can see him being used in a mighty way to reach people. He's got a way with people. There's a light there, but the enemy tries to keep it dark. And I just really want breakthrough for him. I truly want breakthrough for this family.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. No, God loves him very much. Even as I started speaking to him, I just felt this special love that God has for him, and that God knows him, and he knows where he is, and he knows him by his name. So, I believe that something special is inside of him, and there's nothing the devil can do about it, because the hand of God is already upon him.
Amen, and I receive that for him, and I just encourage you to shut yourself in today and just pray, as I was telling you when we talked on the phone last night. Even though it may seem that your situation and your family is hopeless, trust me, from someone that has been through so many things with my husband, we were to places where a couple shouldn't have been together. But when you truly give it to God and you get in the Word and you understand that peace and that power, we can't. That's what so many people do wrong. They think they can fix it. We don't have that power. We can want to change things, and we can work towards that, but God is the one that delivers and that he sets free.
Yes.
And that is my hope today, that he'll truly let the Lord in his heart, that he'll surrender, where he quits fighting a battle that's not his, where my sister quit fighting a battle that's not hers. They're supposed to be one in unity, and God gave them some beautiful children. I pray for that peace in their life. I pray they'll come to know the love that they had for each other. And I'm just praying that everything that the enemy meant for evil today, that God will make it good.
Yes, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus.
Praise be to you, Lord. I feel your spirit. Yes, praise be to you, Lord.
Yeah, the power of God is flowing here right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. And I really would like for you to, and Randall, just really know I do love you. And if you feel led to say anything, or you have anything on your heart you want to share, if you want to pour your heart out, that's what we're here for. There's nothing wrong with speaking your heart or just letting people know how you feel. We're here because we love you and we want to lift you up. And I really would like for you to pray for me, Prophet Franz. I am seeking God's will. There's some different things going on in regards to ministry, and I want everything I do to be in God's perfect will and timing. So I would just like a new, fresh anointing. I've been so tired in so many ways from work and caring for my mother, and just in so many ways, and things that I actually was trying to carry. I just want a new anointing today. I want a new direction. I want to be used by God in ways that I've never been used. I want him to take me forth, but I want it to be in his perfect timing and his perfect will.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. Let me pray for you now. Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you will begin to release a fresh anointing upon my sister right now in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, you will begin to reveal your purposes and your plans for her in this season. Thank you, Lord, that you would open doors for her to sit in places that nobody ever expected her to show up in those places. Thank you, Spirit of God, that you are releasing an angel of the Lord that will begin to open those new doors, because I see brand new doors that will begin to open. And the Lord said, keep your ears open, because I will begin to move in places that you never expected me to move. I will begin to tell you and to connect to things and places and people that you never expected to connect. And again, I'm seeing that television ministry. Again, my sister, I'm seeing it now so clearly that the Lord has not only called you into radio ministry, but also into television ministry. There is so much that is in your heart that God is going to do. And the Lord said, I must tell you that even in these few coming months, you begin to see an anointing of acceleration. God said, I am removing all the tiredness you've been feeling, and I'm releasing a fresh anointing on you, because I'm going to begin to move you so fast. I'm going to begin to connect you so fast. I'm going to begin to do something so fast that you won't even understand how this thing is happening. But all you will do, you will just give me my glory, says the Lord. So the Lord said, be ready. He said, be ready in prayer. He said, be ready in preparation, because I'm about to launch you into places that you never expected me to launch into. The Lord said, keep your ears open, because I will begin to direct you step by step, and I will tell you what to do. And as you do what I tell you to do, you will begin to see great things. And the Lord said, I must also say that financially, he will begin to do something new in your finances. I'm seeing something new beginning to happen in your finances in the name of Jesus. So be ready to see something that will begin to shift around your financial life. God said, I'm about to shift things, and I will remove all the pressure that you are feeling, and I will give you peace, because you need peace for this season that you are going into, so that you can think clearly, says the Lord.
Praise God. I receive that word, and some of those things that you're speaking of are things I've been praying for, because we have been in a financial struggle, but we've been keeping our faith, and God has been already starting to make the way. He's been showing up this past week. I work 6 days a week. My husband's hours have got caught. He's been working, but we've been trying to work in unity as a team to make the way for our household, because sometimes you got to come together and work as a team. And
yes,
in our faith, in our prayer, we needed a battery for our car, which was over $100 and some that we didn't have. We've been giving to God and to the church as God instructs, and we have enough to cover our basic bills, but we haven't had money for the maintenance on our car, and we needed tires for our car. We started going to God in prayer and faith for these things, and in the last 48 hours, God put it on one of my hosts on the radio ministry. He was in prayer. I want people to know how God hears our prayers, and he works through saints. He put it on one of my radio ministry's heart. He said, he messaged me on Facebook. He's one of my hosts. He said, call me immediately. The first thing I thought, something was wrong. When I called him, him and his wife got on the phone and said, Evangelist Montel, Sister Montel, they said, we want you to know God put it on our heart to buy you a car battery. They live all the way in Texas. They called to the store here, and they paid for a battery, and we went and picked it up. And in the work I do, I have to use my car. I have to transport people. Plus, I take care of my mom, taking her to appointments. So within 24 hours, God met the need, because we've been needing it for a while, but I truly took it before God. He met the need for the batteries. Well, then our tires had wires sticking out, and we know that God's getting ready to take us forth in ministry, because we've already been speaking to someone about tent revivals down south. And I started praying about the tires on the car. And God opened the door for my husband to get a part-time, like doing odd jobs. And God made the way where yesterday, and we get him on payments.
Wow.
Hey, we got new tires put on our car. And God cares about those. And when you learn to go to God in faith and go believing that he's able to do things, that is how he will show up in your life. When you're in a test or you're in a trial, the one thing I have learned, that's just a growing season, and your blessings on the horizon in those times, because God makes himself known to us in those times. And a lot of times he wants to see our faithfulness. He wants to see our realness. And that's what God did. He, in within 48 hours, see, he put it on his heart, and he told him to get me a battery. People can't tell me the God I serve isn't real. He told him, and they sent, they called me, and they bought us a battery. My whole car has been, like, redone in the last 2 days. God knew at the time I didn't have the finances, but that's why I encourage people, whatever your need is, God is able. He's our creator. He created all the heavens, the earth, the very breath that's in us. He's an almighty God, and I wanted to testify to his greatness, because I know there's people listening know that they might need that financial breakthrough, too. My sister and my brother-in-law, they need prayer for that financial breakthrough, and I'm standing in agreement with them today that in their household, God will manifest blessings. Right now, what I'm seeing in their household is darkness, and it's not willingness from them. It's the enemy trying to break down their home. I'm seeing this darkness that tries to attack their minds, that tries to put lies there, that tries to put a hedge between them. I just am believing and trusting God today that all that stuff, all the darkness, but the new light will just come in, that God will just send angels to come in and to clean out their home, and that there'll be peace and serenity and love, and that there'll be newness in both their lives. I want God to work a miracle in this family like he never has. I want to see him be the foundation of their home. I truly, truly have a burden for my sister's family.
Yes, yes. No, God is touching them. This is their night. God is touching them. Even when they wake up tomorrow morning, they will feel fresh. They will just know that something happened. They will just know.
I believe
Thank
in that
Lord.
With
Thank
all
you.
That I am, because I love my family. Family is such a gift from God. And God blessed them with three of the most beautiful little girls. That you could, they're beautiful. I mean, God created them. They're intelligent. They're loving. Each of them have their own uniqueness. And I tell my sister all the time, and him, a lot of people don't have the privilege to have beautiful children like that. That is a gift from God.
Yes.
And I want to have.
Yes.
I want to feel that. I want to see that peace in their home, because.
Yes.
My brother-in-law is a really good dad. He loves his kids. And my sister is a really good mom. But the enemy keeps coming in, bringing this contention between them, separating them, trying to divide the home. And God says a divided home will fall. But as I tell my sister, too, she needs healing in her life because she's been hurt so much from past things. And unless she can learn to love herself and to have peace within her, things in their situation's not going to change. I want to get it to the place where they can sit in peace and talk to each other and listen. Just listen and let the other one speak. I know God is able, and I believe that today that God's going to do that. I believe we're going
to
hear a testimony that everyone's going to be healed, and God's going to restore this family. I'm believing that. Praise be to you, Father God.
And we declare finances. I declare to anybody who's listening now, wherever they are, I declare that God will release finances upon your life, upon your families, upon your business, upon your ministry, upon your marriage, in the name of Jesus. I command all the powers of darkness that resist finances. I declare that finances are released. I release the angels of the Lord to begin to disperse finances into God's people. I declare financial breakthroughs right now, a new season in the finances of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, those finances, it's happening right now. I'm telling you, it's happening now. People are receiving breakthroughs financially. Financial breakthroughs are released now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to you, Lord. And if there is anyone out there that's listening and you would like prayer, please don't hesitate. Call in 347-308-8837 and just press 1. If you're already on the line and you want prayer and you want God to just speak to your heart today, press 1 and just reach out when the anointing is flowing like this and you say, God, here I am, and you open your heart to receive it. That and God will move in your life. I encourage you, there's such peace in his presence. It is like no high that a person could ever know, in all honesty. There's a realness, there's a peace. You know without a doubt when you get that closeness with God, no matter what you're going through, he's got you, that he never leaves us or forsakes us. And a lot of people even ask me in my life, how do you go through things like you do? In situations I've been through, that's because I have that peace of God in my life. And God has taught me, people need to learn to talk to people and not condemn. Don't have a spirit of condemnation about you where you condemn people. Because if your words tear them down, you need to lift them up. And if you kick them when they're down, it's going to pull them down worse. And there's so much of that going on in this world. Remember, the thing that you could speak to them could be something to push them over the edge, to the point where they feel like there's no point. Speak life. God's got that on my heart strong today. Speak life. And there's so many high rates of teen suicide in our area. 12-year-olds committing suicide, brother, that is a spirit. That's a demonic thing. That's not of God. Those are controlling spirits in their minds. A high suicide rate in our teenagers around this area. I encourage parents, speak life to your children.
That is a spirit from the enemy, and we break that thing now in Jesus' name in that area. We declare that the fire of God has been released, and that every spirit of suicide will begin to flee now in Jesus' name.
Yes, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Well, right now, dear brother, we have listeners, but we have no prayer request. This is your time. If there's anything else you want to share, or, you know, if you feel led that we need to, you know, to end the show here, I'm leaving it to you and to the liberty of the Spirit. I never, ever want to move against the Spirit. I give complete reverence to God, because I know when the Spirit is moving like this, sometimes people are scared to push that one and talk on the air. But you know what? God loves you, and He's not here to condemn you. He's here to encourage you, to let you know that he's there. I want to encourage people, you know, if you are listening and you feel that tug on your heart, and maybe you feel more broken than you ever have, maybe you feel like there's no way out, trust me, there is. God is our source in all things. He has showed up just like I testified. He made a way with my car. You know, we may think, well, those are crazy things to pray about. No, it's not, because God cares about our every need. He supplies us with all that we need, not our wants. Understand, there's a difference. There's a difference in getting greedy and want. But he supplies our needs, and we need to understand. He'll bring us our needs, and many times he will bless us with other things we don't need. And he gives grace and he gives mercy. But just be encouraged in that. Know that you're not alone, that God truly does love you. He created you for a purpose and a plan. And when the enemy comes in attacking your mind, telling you to end your life or there's no point in your life, that's a lie, because God don't make no mistakes, and he even knew you before you was placed in your mother's womb. He has a plan and a purpose. Just let him fulfill that in your life. That is my greatest hope.
Yes. No, thank you. Thank you very much, my sister. I just want to say, you know, to everybody who's listening out there, that the word that the Lord has given me today about stepping into a new season, it's not just a wonderful word. It's not just a nice word. It's not just a nice sounding prophecy. but it's a real word from a real God. The God who cares for his people and who wants to change his people's lives. And so I just want to let you know that you, indeed, you are in for big surprises. God is definitely going to perform his word. I believe some of the people are listening to me, even as we are about to close the show. Some of the people that are listening to me are people who have been holding on for a very long time. Are people who have received the prophecies and promises from God, and they've been, you know, they've been crying, they've been experiencing all kinds of oppositions and trials and tribulations. But the Lord has given me this prophetic word today to let you know that it's not over yet. That you some of you have been saying maybe I missed it somewhere, maybe I'm out of line, maybe I did something wrong, so God is angry with me. No. God is not angry with you. It's the enemy who is trying to destroy the purpose of God in the life. But as I told you, especially when the glory of God was just moving so strong, I told you that you now are stepping into a new season. And I believe, evangelist, I believe that there are people that will bring testimonies after this prophetic word. There are church leaders, there are people, there are men and women of God who are listening now, who have received this prophetic word, who will begin to bring testimonies of what God has done. Because I know that there are so many angels that have been released by God to change situations and circumstances in our lives today. So I just want to say to God's people that your time has come for you to shine. The time has come for you to rise. Your time has come for you to fulfill what God has called you for, to fulfill God's purpose in your life and to walk into your destiny and to begin to live the life that God called you to live. So I just declare those words upon you. I said, don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Don't quit. Don't think that God has forsaken you. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. So you are in for a massive breakthrough. I'm telling you, God is about to turn things around in your life. So I just want to tell everybody that I love you and I'm praying for you. And feel free, you know, to be in contact with me, even on Facebook. We are getting to touch. Maybe you want to, you know, maybe after I finish here on radio, you want to be in contact with me. Feel free to do so. And I'm sure before we go off the air, we'll be able to give you those details. Amen.
Yes, I'm always obedient to the leading of the Spirit, dear brother, and I want to just take a quick break, and I want to play a song. I feel like there's still someone that needs to call in. I feel it in my spirit, or maybe as a song minister, one of the ministers that are on the line. I don't feel led to shut things down, so right now I want to share a song by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir called Lead Me, Lord. Please let this song minister to you, and if there's anything at all, if you have a prayer request, even a testimony, please, after this, call in 347-308-8837 and press 1 so we know to open your mic. And right now, just let this song minister to you. Open your heart to receive God. Clear your thoughts. Clear your mind. Just open your heart to receive him. Let him heal you today. Get in under this anointing. Let him lead you.
Gave me a promise that you would never leave.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I'm glad we kept the lines open. I'm getting ready to open the line. Prophet Franz, caller, the last four, it's 5893. Welcome to Reaching That Radio. God bless you. You please just share if you have a testimony or a prayer request, whatever it is. Your mic is open. God bless you.
Yes, I'm just calling in for prayer because I've been going through a lot of different things, and I just want prayer.
Yes. God bless you. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Ilona Waters.
Okay. Let me pray for you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that God will do something awesome in your life and in your family. And I pray that God will set you free completely from all the negative impacts of where you come from and where the way you grew up and everything that happened when you were growing up. I'm praying that God will give you victory over those things, and he will give you a clear vision of where he's taking you. Because that's one of the things that I'm sensing in my spirit as we're talking, is that God is saying to you that he's setting you free from the impacts of the things that happened to you in the past, so that you will begin to walk in the newness of what he is releasing upon you. So I'm praying this prophetic prayer upon you right now.
Amen.
I pray now that you will begin to live a new life. I pray now that
yes.
God will touch every deep place in your heart and bring
yes.
total healing. I pray now that every spirit of rejection will be broken in your life in
yes,
Jesus'
God.
Name, that God will cause people to embrace you and people to love you for who you are and to receive you in Jesus' name. I pray
yes.
for a brand new season upon your life. I see an anointing coming upon your hands, so I know that God is anointing you for new things in this season. You're going to begin to embark yourself on new journeys. I'm telling you, I see new things that are going to begin to happen. The Lord is going to begin to lead you in different directions. New things are about to happen. God said, the place where you are familiar with, God said, I'm about to move you from that place because I want you to begin to move in my purpose. I see new things. I see God moving you from your familiar places and just moving you into new places.
Yes, God. Amen.
Yeah. So I'm feeling it so strong, my sister, that God is just setting you free from the impact of the things that you went through. Because God said some things might look like they are over, but...
Mm.
Please hang on the line. One moment,
yeah.
Dear sister. He's calling all the way in from Africa. I'm so blessed to have
mm-hmm.
him a part of our radio ministry. And
amen.
I know he'll be... Yes, I just really hope people... thank you so much for calling in today because I feel the anointing of God so strong today. And I've been seeing God. I was testifying earlier that God met a need for my husband and I through prayer in the past 48 hours. And
mm-hmm.
I want to encourage people that when you go before God in faith praying, in your heart believing that he can, that means having no doubt, knowing God is able, having faith-filled prayers, not you trying to do it, literally laid at the feet of God and say, God, I give this to you. God will
yeah.
move in your life. He is the
mm-hmm.
way maker, and he will move through your life. And get in under the power of the anointing. That is when things are broken. So many people can't understand the power and the peace in that. But we need, us as the believers, need to be a part of the hands and feet of Jesus Christ going forth. There are people out there broken. There's people out there hurting. If you're a believer and God's called you out to something, know that he equips you with what you need. Just get to that place of surrender where God can use you to reach the lost, to reach the broken. He needs lights going forth, and that is one of my hopes that God led me in Reaching That Radio almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it in my heart that we need to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. This isn't about me. This is about God. And
Amen.
I always encourage, I have ministers from all over the world that will share on here. And I have hosts that have went through some of the hardest trials in their life. On Monday nights, I have a couple that, Brian and Leah Fouts, their only daughter that was 18 years old was murdered over over a digital camera. And God gave them the most beautiful healing ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just encourage people, we may not understand our trials, we may not understand what we're going through, but just stay encouraged. And well, the prophet just got a hold of me on Facebook, and he was calling, and he stayed on almost 2 hours all the way from Africa, but right now with his connection and stuff, he can't get
mm-hmm.
back online, but I thank him for being an obedient servant. They're 7 hours ahead of us where he's at, and he was obedient to call in. But
Amen.
God bless you, sister. Please continue to listen. We have shows. All the upcoming shows are always on the homepage. My hope is that God will let this radio ministry go forth, not for my glory, but because
mm-hmm.
I am blessed to work with people like Prophet Franz, all the way from Africa, a powerful prophetic healing ministry. God brought him into the platform. I have hosts, praise be to God, that know their word. They can tell you right where scripture is. That's their gift, and they bring forth the word beautifully. And then Brian and Leah, the ones that lost their daughter at 18 years old, God in 2 days brought them healing. He has led them. They've wrote books over their situation, and it from misery to ministry. So I encourage our listeners, just be a part of this. And if you ever, any of my listeners, if you have a testimony, or if you have a gift or a sermon, or if you're a singer, if you're an author, if you're a poet, I don't care what it is that you do. I want to encourage all my listeners to share their gifts, because we are all one member. All of us have different talents, but I want all that we do here to glorify God. I want people to be set free, delivered, and most of all to know that they're loved and that there's a purpose in their life. And I'll continue to pray for you, dear sister. And if any time you want to call in and testify or you want to share, please feel welcome, that you have the liberty. And to all of our listeners, don't back down when God is backing you up, because if he can be for us, who can be against us? And I know that he's broken things today. I truly believe that people have been set free, that families will be restored, that finances right now in the mighty name of Jesus from heaven will flow down, and your cup will overflow, and people will look upon your life and will call you blessed. I feel things in the atmosphere. I love working with my other ministers, because we all know that there's power in the Spirit, that God is able. The same power that healed the eyes of the blind is still alive and working today. The same power that raised Lazarus from the dead is still alive and working today. That same power that cast out demons is still alive and working today. He can use us in the same way. So
Amen.
Let God use you. Just
Amen.
Submit yourself to him and let him move in your life. Know that we love you, but God loves you more. And I just want to make sure and confirm with Prophet Franz, and he said that I can give people his Facebook details so that they can contact him. You can look him up on Facebook. It's under Prophet B. It's one word, the first one, Prophet B. And then his first name is Bongani. And the last name is Franz, Franz, on Facebook. And you can also look me up, Evangelist Montel Fields. We can all pray together, connect. Maybe you want to be on the show and you want to share a testimony, or you have friends that have a testimony or a ministry, I welcome you on. There is no charge to be on the show. This is all about working together for the same cause, the cause of Christ. God bless you all. Have a blessed weekend ahead. And again, know that you are worth. Don't let the enemy lie and tell you that you've done too much wrong, that you would never be forgiven, because that is why Jesus Christ came to the cross, because God needed to make a way for us. He loved you so much that he gave his only son. And he said that whoever so should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That means every one of you. As long as you have a breath in you, have the opportunity to receive him. Ask for forgiveness. Get your sin under the blood, because once we go to the grave, it's too late. Seek him while he can still be found. And if you're a minister out there today, you're an evangelist, maybe you're a teacher, whatever it is, if you're in the body and you know you're called to work, I encourage you, get out there and start shouting from those rooftops. We need to be coming against the enemy and helping people to be walking victoriously, because there is power that lives within us. We need to be a part of people being set free from addictions. We need to be a part of families starting to pray together, and the enemy to quit causing divorce and segregation in homes. We need healing in our nation. We need to pray for our leaders. And we know that God gave us the power and authority to stop the enemy under our feet. So we're just walking in that authority today. We're claiming God's victory. And I know that I'm going to be hearing testimonies from this program. God bless you all. As I said, have a blessed weekend again. Continue to prepare for upcoming shows Monday night at 6 p.m. Central. Be encouraged with Brian and Leah Fouts will be on. Tuesday night at 6 p.m., God's Word in Action with evangelist Edward Eberle. He knows the Word frontwards and backwards. Amazing anointed man of God. He is on every Tuesday. Every other Thursday, Gateways International Ministries is on. Always have some amazing men and women of God. They all teach on the same subject. Powerful stuff going forth for God's glory. Again, God bless you all. Have a blessed weekend ahead, and have a very blessed
Amen.
Evening. Thank
Amen.
You. God bless you, sir. I love you, Randall. Give me a call after the show. You can talk to Sass.